Prince Joash of Judah, only survivor of the royal line of David, was 7 years old when he was proclaimed king. It was the 7th year of the reign of Jehu, king of Israel. For many years Joash served the Lord, as he had been instructed in the knowledge of God by Jehoiada the high priest. Formerly, in the days of Jehoshaphat his grandfather, the people had been taught to obey the law of Moses and to honor the Lord. But after the death of Jehoshaphat, the men of Judah had fallen into idolatry. For 15 years, during the reigns of Jehoram, Ahaziah, and Athaliah, the temple of the Lord had been forsaken for the house of Baal. Athaliah had even desecrated the temple, and had used the sacred objects for Baal worship. Joash reigned in Jerusalem for 40 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord throughout the lifetime of Jehoiada the priest. One day he decided to restore the temple of the Lord. He called together the priests and Levites and told them to go through all the towns of Judah and collect the temple taxes and freewill offerings which were to be used to repair the house of the Lord. By the 23rd year of King Joash, the work had still not been done. Joash summoned Jehoiada and the other priests and said to them, "Why aren't you repairing the damage done to the temple? Take no more money from the treasurers, but hand it over for the house of the Lord." The priests agreed that they would not collect any more money from the people, and that they would not repair the temple themselves. Jehoiada took a chest and placed it at the entrance to the temple. A proclamation was issued in Judah and Jerusalem that the people should bring to the Lord the taxes that Moses had required of Israel in the desert. All the officials and the people brought their contributions gladly, dropping them into the chest until it was full. Whenever it contained a large amount of money, the royal secretary and the officer of the chief priest came and emptied it. It was not long before a large amount of money had been collected for the temple. This was given to the overseers, who supervised the work on the house of the Lord. They hired masons and carpenters, and also workers in iron and bronze. The men in charge were diligent, and the repairs progressed rapidly, so the temple was restored according to its original design. When the work was finished, the rest of the money was used to make articles for the service of the Lord and for the burnt offerings. As long as Jehoiada lived, sacrifices and burnt offerings were made regularly in the temple, according to the law of Moses, and the people served the Lord. Jehoiada died at the age of 130, and was buried with the kings in the city of David, because of all the good he had done in the country. But his example and teaching were soon forgotten by the king and the people. After his death, the princes of Judah came to pay homage to the king and requested that idol worship be restored in Judah. So the temple of the Lord was abandoned, and Asherah poles and pagan altars were set up in the country. The Lord sent prophets to the people to warn them and to bring them back, but they would not listen. The Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, son of Jehoiada. He said to the people, "Why do you disobey the Lord's commands? You will not prosper. Because you have forsaken the Lord, he has forsaken you." So they plotted against him, and by order of the king they stoned him to death in the courtyard of the Lord's temple. As he lay dying, he said to Joash, "May the Lord see this and call you to account." The following spring the Syrian army invaded the country and killed all the leaders of the people. The king took the sacred objects that had been dedicated to the Lord and sent them to Hazael, king of Syria. The Syrians withdrew, but they left Joash severely wounded. His officials conspired against him and killed him in his bed. He was buried in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. And his son Amaziah succeeded him as king. Next episode, Elisha's last prophecy.